Kerry, celebrating Kerry's heritage.
Hello, my name is John O'Connor. I work as a ranger in Killarney National Park. May in Killarney National Park sees much of the landscape cloaked in purple. Rhododendron is putting on its spectacular, if brief, annual display of colour. It is a display that is much photographed and admired by many. But beneath this apparent beauty lurks a beast of a far less appealing nature. Like the propaganda of an invading army, the flashy blooms can deflect attention from the danger posed to the natural environment by this tenacious enemy. Invading and spreading through woodlands, rhododendron forms a dense and impenetrable thicket that cuts off life-giving light from the native ground flora and young trees. A woodland caught in its grip, in the absence of remedial action, is doomed. There is no next generation to replace the mature trees when they succumb to storm or old age. Doomed also is the complicated interdependent web of life that is woven into the structure of a woodland. Marching beyond the boundaries of woodland, it envelops the surrounding mountainside. It is the biggest threat facing Killarney National Park, and the battle against it is an enormous challenge, being both costly and labour-intensive. Staff, contractors and volunteers are part of this campaign against rhododendron. For the past 20 years or more, volunteers organised by a groundwork organisation have been doing Trojan work each summer in the more remote areas of the park. As well as from Ireland, Britain and continental Europe, these volunteers have come from as far afield as the USA, Canada and India. Contractors cut out blocks of rhododendron up to 20 hectares at a time and spray the regrowth from the stumps after about 2 years. Staff are involved in maintaining cleared areas free of reinfestation, organising contractors and researching more effective methods of control. There are no quick solutions to the rhododendron problem. It's an ongoing battle that will take a very, very long time, but it's certainly a battle that is worth fighting.
Kelura Kiri was produced by Kerry County Council in association with Radio Kerry.